Singer invited me to his Gurdwara on Sunday. I want to be his friend. Should I go?
As a Christian, you shouldn't go to that Gurdwara. But being a good friend means telling him about Jesus. Hey, this is Zach, and you're tuned in to Keys for Kids. Stick around, I've got a week's worth of great stories and scriptures just for you. If you've ever seen someone wearing a turban, it's very likely that they are Sikh, which means instead of worshiping in a church like we do, they gather in a place called a Gurdwara instead. Now, while it sounds kind of like the same thing, it's very different because they don't believe in Jesus. In Matthew 4:19, Jesus told his disciples, "Follow me, and I will send you out to fish for people." So even though you shouldn't attend a Gurdwara with your friend, you should still be kind and remember to share the good news of Jesus with everyone. Our story today, well, it's called Toby and the Gurdwara. Singer invited me to his birthday party next Saturday, Toby told his mom and older sister Katrina, who was doing homework with her hair tied up in a bandana. He's an awesome soccer player. Toby pretended to headbutt a soccer ball into a goal, then raised his arms in victory. You could get him a hat with his favorite team's logo on it, Mom said. Toby shook his head. Singer always wears a turban. It's part of his religion. He is Sikh. He means Sikh, Mom. Katrina slipped off her bandana. Singer's mom said I can spend the night after the party, Toby said. What about church on Sunday? Mom asked. I could go with Singer to the Gurdwara. It's like church. A Gurdwara is not a church, Mom said. Sikhism is a different religion from Christianity. But that doesn't mean Toby shouldn't be friends with Singer, does it? Katrina asked. Didn't Jesus make friends with all kinds of people? He did, Mom said, and he shared God's love with them. But he never participated in things that they did that went against who he was. Sikhs don't worship Jesus, so a Gurdwara is not a place of worship for Christians. We need to be careful that the things we do with our friends take us in the direction we want to go as followers of Jesus. Give me your leg, Toby, Katrina said. I want to show you something. She put her own leg next to Toby's and tied their ankles together with her bandana. You go left, I'll go right. When Toby tried to walk away from his sister, he fell. You're tied to Jesus, and you need to go in the same direction as him, Katrina said. Otherwise, you won't go anywhere but down. Toby got to his feet. Mom, I think I should go to Singer's party and spend the night with him, but I'll tell him I can't go to his Gurdwara because I have my own church to be a part of. Good thinking, Mom said. You might even get a chance to tell him about Jesus and what he's done for you. Toby nodded. And for his gift, I think I'll get him a bandana with his favorite soccer team. It will work great for winning a three-legged race. So how about you? Do you have friends who don't know Jesus? How can you be a friend to them without going against who you are as a Christian? Jesus was friends with all kinds of people, but that doesn't mean he went along with everything they did. Ask him to give you wisdom in knowing how to be friends with people who aren't Christians while remaining true to him. Our key verse,
Matthew 4:19. Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people.
And our key thought, be a friend like Jesus. Speaking about sharing Jesus, there are 1.3 billion kids all around the world who don't know anything about him, but you can tell them now with the Keys for Kids Storyteller. It combines God's Word and great stories with a creature feature stuffed animal. Help just one other kid learn about Jesus today at keysforkids.org/storyteller. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.